Tosfos Halevav is from the last parak and the last shiur. We're talking about the Oev Hashem. Yesterday we talked about someone who desires to do a mitzvah, who chooses, because that's really, as Tosfos Halevav explains in Shiur Bitachon, that's really the only area in which you have your bechira, is the decision-making process. But the actual carrying out of the mitzvah is in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you don't have a say in the matter. He will either enable your limbs to work and your car to start and the traffic to be flowing and whatever else is needed to do the mitzvah, or he won't. And you're as much in his hands as you are for anything else. Bechira, which is our province, is just going on in the head, a decision-making process. That's the Chavit HaLodz and Shara B'Tachan. I'm saying, according to that, this, of course, makes total sense. I mean, it fits beautifully, is what I mean. What he says here, that the Oev Hashem wants to do the mitzvah, and he wants it bad. And Hashem looks into his heart and sees how sincere he is, and gives him schar ka'ose mitzvah. Now, that really opens up a whole new area of mitzvahs. Because if you really mean it, when you say, v'hoshev v'savod l'dvir be'secha, and you really want that, you really want to teach Torah, and you want a lot, and it's real. I mean, it has to be real. Hashem knows if it's real or not. But you can't. There's no Beis HaMikdash, so we can't bring, there's no Avodah, the Dvir B'Secha. But you want it, so then you will be called an onus, and Hashem looks into your heart, and he sees that, and you get schar for that. But it has to be, Tachlis ma'avoyim v'sichem dosom. This has to be like a real burning desire of theirs. Lifnei Elokeihem. Kamo shamar achosu, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, in Perakuf Yutes, achalai yikonu drachoi. My desire, my wishes, ma'achalim, you say. Achalai is yikonu drachoi, that my path be nachon in front of Hashem. V'oz yishabchem Hashem yisaleh. Hashem will praise them, Hashem will be pleased with them. Al b'chirasam es mashmato, because they chose to do his will. Bavel pishanivtzer mehem levatzeas vasiyasa, even though they didn't do it, either because they're anusim, or because Hashem, like, decided it shouldn't happen, because he didn't want it to happen, for whatever reason. But they will be considered as if they mamish did it. So that's really, I mean, when the Gemara says, nenas, odom below osa mitzvah, Kilo Asah, so you say, okay, it's a Gemara, it's not such a big Kiddush. But the Chavit HaLevav is comparing it to any time you have this desire. They say, you have a desire of Hashem Savod or Dribi Secha, you have a desire to give Tztaka, you have a real desire to give Tztaka, a real desire to learn more, and you really, really can't, so then it's all considered an Ones, which in itself is not such a big Kiddush, perhaps, if you think about it, but it's a Kiddush, like, to think, oh, like, that's also included in Ones. So, those yishabchem Hashem as al b'chirasam, b'avol b'shenivtzer mehem, even though it was kept away from them, levatzeya es asiyasa. And this is a classic case, which we all know. You say, hey, that's the pshat in the pasuk. K'mo shama l'David alav ha-shalom, Hashem says to David ha-melech, yana sher hayom levavecha livnos bayis l'shmi. You wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash, and I see and perceive and know that you really, really wanted to build it. This is correct, this is great, and this is the right, that's wonderful. It's a wonderful achievement. Okay, we'll stop there.